basketball, your zenith then in your senior year? What would have been the primo basketball time?
We were a great team throughout high school. We had very few losses. In 4 years of high school, I would say we had fewer than 10 losses total. Our whole mantra was take state. We would run those laps, and we would do the little push-ups, and our mantra was take state, take state, take state. We went to the state tournament numerous years, but my senior year, played with great, great women. We went to the finals of the state tournament. We lost to Mangum in an overtime, and I fouled.
Your foul was?
I was the foul.
Which produced a free throw.
Greta Hogan from Mangum, not that I remember, made the free shot.
To win the game.
To win the game. Not that I remember the details.
And you were mortified.
You know, two women that I played with that would never have gone to college, have college degrees because of girls' basketball, Lola Hamm and Glenda Rogers. Lola was a guard. We played 3-on-3. Glenda was the post forward. These are two girls that had to ride the bus a long way to get to school. Farm girls, great athletes. It was a privilege to play with them.
What year did you graduate?
1964.
Then you went on to college?
I went to college. When I was a senior, there was a pageant hosted by Northwestern at Alva called the Miss Cinderella Pageant. Pageants had always been my dream. I would watch the Miss America pageant, and they were my dream because I could not imagine in my wildest imagination ever going to New York. I think because I was such a homebody and so attached to my mother and my sister and my dad, I couldn't imagine going somewhere, but I had a dream to go to Oklahoma City University. I had a dream to entertain troops, and that was because of growing up with World War II, my dad and all of my uncles, my love of performing, and then I had a dream of entering the Miss America pageant. I never, ever had a dream of winning. I just had a dream of entering.
So your first entry into a pageant then would have been?
So into the pageant world was to be Miss Laverne for the Miss Cinderella pageant. I won those, which gave me a full scholarship to Northwestern at Alva. But my dream was to go to Oklahoma City University, which had the music school, and had Surrey Singers, which performed for USO and entertained military troops. Oh, I wanted to do that. And my parents, God bless them, teachers, full ride, no tuition at Alva, and they sent me to OCU.
Now,
I mean, it was a big sacrifice for them. I had a scholarship, but it was still, I mean, it was no money at Northwestern to even go for a year or two and then transfer. But I needed to go to Oklahoma City University and bless them for the sacrifice of sending me. With a scholarship, it was about the cost for them of public education, like going to OU or OSU. But it was what I needed.
So then you entered as a music student there?
I majored in music education because at that time for women, you needed something to fall back on. Mm-hmm. I knew that I wouldn't be much of a teacher. I didn't have that teacher gene that my sister and my parents had. But that's all that I knew, really. So I entered music education. I had a scholarship, and I was on a work-study program. The work-study program was in journalism. I worked several hours a month for the journalism department at OCU.
Did you have dreams about your own music ability? Because you were playing piano, and you were
singing. Yes, and I was singing.
Right.
I sang all the time.
Right,
and
so you might have thought.
Oh, absolutely. That was my dream, and that's why I wanted OCU. I wanted to perform. I didn't know how good I was on the bigger stage. I was a good performer for Laverne. I was singing with Jimmy at everything anyone asked us to do. And that kind of experience was so valuable. So I wanted to do music theater. I wanted to be in lyric. I was hired to do lyric theater the summer I got into pageants. And so I had to give that up when I won Miss Oklahoma.
Any names of music students at OCU that maybe went on and did become famous for their singing abilities?
At that time, the big thing for OCU was opera. There were a lot of names in opera, but there wasn't anyone my age that has the fame that, say, Kristen Chenoweth or Kelly O'Hara have, but it was all about opera at that time, and there were some pretty big names in opera. Ron Raines was younger than I, but not by a lot of years, and he's a big Broadway name. Leona Mitchell is younger than I am, and she was big in opera. But when I went to OCU, Janie Zerger was there, and she was a fabulous voice. Kay Creed was there. She had a good Broadway career. She wasn't a huge name. Tamara Long was there. Tarbeth Osterhaus. Again, these are people that worked on Broadway and then chose to return to Oklahoma and teach. So they were not huge national names, but they worked. Mm-hmm. They had starring roles on Broadway. And that's what I thought I wanted to do.